Alright. Test, test. Alright. So, welcome to another episode of Leadership of the Leaf Sidebar Edition.
Yeah, this is definitely a sidebar. I'm pretty sure you can tell now.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell, we are coming from Triple Crown Cigar Lounge.
Are you sure you're saying that right this time?
Yes. Thank you, Dice. My name's Austin.
Hold on. There we go. All right, everybody, I'm Dice.
And Dice, what are you smoking for this episode?
I'm smoking a ZR Nicaraguan. ZR is, I guess they have like a small event or something that's happening here at Triple Crown.
Yes.
If anybody's looking for it, it's a green label one, so you'll be able to see it very quickly.
Very, very, very easily see it. As you guys can hear in the background, this is an event happening. I am also smoking the ZR Nicaraguan. But Dice, what are you pairing it with? Because I see that is not your typical drink, but although I know what you mixed it with.
Yes, because you was here when I ordered it. So I ordered an old fashioned. Of course, I had them make it with
Tennessee.
That's right. That's right. But what are you drinking, sir?
I decided to switch it up because I'm out and about. I'm smoking an Aberfeldy 12 year, which is a nice scotch. So, all right. So, day two of TPE.
Definitely day two. Yes, we're in the day two. As you hear, we're ready for that grand opening today. We got food, we got drinks, and of course, we got those cigars.
Yeah.
So as you hear, we are definitely at Triple Crown. They're having an event. And I just had to record here. I mean, I asked permission to do it live from the from here. And they allowed me, so why not?
Right. Yeah, why not? So day two. Day two is in the books.
Day two of TPE is definitely a wrap right now.
Yeah. What stood out to you today? What did we do?
So day two, what we did is we spent a lot of time talking with a lot of different cigar manufacturers to try to just announce ourselves out there, rub elbows with the industry, and really get the word of our cigar podcast out there to a lot of these vendors. A lot of them was very listening and acceptance of what we have to offer, and some were a little quiet.
Yeah, so, a little bit.
But that's fine.
A few of them were.
They'll jump on board eventually, right?
Yeah, they'll get on board. Was there a particular brand that stood out to you today? I know what stood out to me today, but I'm wondering if there's a particular brand that stood out to you, good or bad.
What actually stood out to me was, I would say Drew Estate, once again, talking to Pedro. Pedro is such an awesome guy.
He is great.
Talking to him, it was just phenomenal. He shared some insight. Of course, everyone else is still mentioning PCA. Everything is PCA.
Yep. Everybody's got something new coming out, and it's going to be revealed or more details available at PCA, of course.
So other than Drew Estate, I don't want to give the big announcement of what happened at Drew Estate quite yet. I want to keep that under wraps.
We'll keep that.
It's actually very special. It was nice.
Oh, it was great. Love it. Is there any bad cigar brands that stood out to you today out of all the ones that we got to talk to?
Well, I'm not going to call anybody out. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But there's definitely some brands out there that could use some help in the PR department.
Yeah, there's a couple brands out there that, I know that they hired booth workers, but, they just didn't have the passion for the project, the passion for the industry that, somebody like Drew Estate, like Pedro does. Pedro is a phenomenal person. You know, Christoph Cigars, they had passion. You could tell that they had passion for their cigars.
I know a lot of times when we go to the booths, it's almost luck of the draw, because sometimes we'll get someone that's knowledgeable, then sometimes we'll get some that they didn't even stand up or get up to shake our hands. They didn't even really want to acknowledge anything that's going on. kind of like, go away, son, you bother me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, being a TV and being media, you know, it's hard because everyone's there to sell, right? Everyone's there to get their... to get their orders, their quotas filled, get their humidors filled, which is great. But as press, we want to know what's going on, what's happening. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes there's a lot of people that just say, you know, all right, yeah, we'll have time for you later.
Yeah, which I don't really quite understand that, because a lot of these cigars, they should understand the media concept of it, because we will either talk praise or, you know, not talk about your cigar at all. Not saying that we're the end-all, be-all, but, I mean, we can't hurt. There's nothing we would do that would hurt any industry, cigar industry.
No. Well, and we got past some cigars that they said, hey, we'd love for you guys to try this. Let us know what you think. There was a brand new cigar company that just opened in 2023.
Yeah.
The Ross Family Cigars.
Ross Family Cigars, yes.
Yeah, they just opened in 23. They're Connecticut based. They were happy to talk with us. They gave us a cigar. We can't wait to try it on air. We're going to give it a shot on air a little bit later. You know, but those guys were awesome. Their story about it was phenomenal. And we'll share more about their story when we smoke their cigar on air.
Yeah, definitely. I actually took notes when you were talking. I appreciate what they got going on. But another cigar that kind of stood out to me was JM Cigars.
Yes.
Now, JM Cigars, I don't want to call them a budget cigar, but it definitely was a price to move, let's say.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say I've never had them.
Nope.
And,
I agree.
We hopefully we'll get a sample tomorrow. You didn't have any today. So listen for TPE Day 3 to see if we get a sample or not.
Yeah, what I liked about his sticks were, you know, they were kind of ready to rock and roll, you know? You know, they told us they came pre-punched for everything except for the Bellicoso size, which is great. So that way, you know, if you're out going for the golf course or whatever, you can just grab a couple of those, stick them in your golf bag, and then you don't have to figure out a lighter. You just bring your cutter. You just bring a lighter on, and you're good to go.
I was a little questionable about that until he, as Austin was saying, he explained the concept behind it. And then that actually made sense, and I was like, okay, I can understand that. It's a grab-and-go stick, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the purist that enjoys the whole meditation method of doing the cutting and lighting.
Right.
But for a grab-and-go stick, I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, for somebody who just wants to, you know, have a cigar in their mouth and they're on the move, hey, that's not a bad way to go. But I think it's going to be great. I hope we can get some samples tomorrow. That their rep was fun to talk to. He was a great guy. Yeah, there's a Casa 1910. We talked with them, I think, on the first day.
Yeah.
And those guys were phenomenal to talk to.
I did try to compare Casa 1910 to Trinidad Cigars.
Yes.
But after actually like looking at it and talking to their sales rep, it's completely different. I was thinking that Trinidad was a Mexican puro, especially from like the signage that they...
But whatever do you mean about their signage?
Their signage said the spirit of Mexico.
So yeah,
naturally, you would think that's a Mexican puro, but it definitely was not.
Taste the spirit of Mexico, but it's only the only Mexican tobacco is a wrapper, Mexican San Andreas wrapper.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you drew my attention to another cigar. We went and talked to Christoph Cigars, which was amazing.
Oh yeah, they were great.
He was trying to describe and explain to us the whole Zimbabwe tobacco that they use.
Yes.
There's a whole story behind it. I'm gonna save that for when we actually smoke that cigar on air, so we can share it more.
Now that technically the Zimbabwe tobacco is in the guardrail.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
And we got the Cameroon.
Yes.
So I'm excited to try the Cameroon. We've smoked the guardrail before.
We have.
It's a great cigar. Love that cigar. And these ZR cigars, man, I'm enjoying the crap out of this Nicaragua ZR cigar.
Yeah. The rep for ZR is here. His name is Scott. Thank you, Scott, for everything.
Yes,
he suggested these cigars. He I went through the booth, and if you guys remember, I smoked the Lonsdale version of ZR Cigars, and I actually absolutely enjoyed it and shared that with the actual owner today.
Yes.
And as soon as I said that, Lonsdale just magically popped in my hand.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at that at all, right?
Yeah, and we got to meet the owner of ZR Cigars, and I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his name on air. I'll sound like Dice trying to pronounce anything.
Hey.
But no, he was a great guy, super easy to talk to, a fun guy to talk to, and man, it was great day. I think all the way around, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we stopped and talked with Miguel at Crown Heads.
Yes,
he's a phenomenal guy. He's always been very nice and genuine with everything he's got going on. The day one, I don't know if we announced, but day one he gave us a fistful of cigars. Day one.
Oh yeah.
He was like, hey guys, anything you need, just come back and let me know.
Yeah.
We chopped up again with him today, and of course he's left with the same sentiment. Like, anything you need, let me know, guys.
Yeah.
So between him and Pedro, I don't know which one is nicer. Come on.
Honestly, I don't know. Pedro is he's a fun guy to talk to. He's got a lot of spirit, a lot of energy right there. And Miguel, they're kind of two different people. Miguel's very relaxed and laid back, but he's like, you need anything, you let me know. Period. And Pedro's like, hey man, hey, you need anything, you let me know. I got you.
Let's go.
He's very high energy, and they're both great guys. And I agree with you. I don't know if I can tell which one's nicer.
So there's a very special booth that we didn't stop by. I'm not going to take all the thunder because it was so amazing. Actually had a lot to say with Austin. He actually did an on-the-spot interview, on-the-spot, I don't know, message.
A little video shout out. So we stopped by the booth for Cigars for Warriors. As we know, we always support our veterans, so we just stopped by and said, hey guys, thank you for everything you do for our veterans. You guys are awesome. I think we sat there for probably 10 minutes and chucked it up with them.
Oh man, it was great conversation with those guys.
Yeah, so
unbelievable.
And if you guys don't know, go check out Cigars for Warriors. Consider donating to their cause. They send cigars to our overseas warriors, and just it makes it a little bit easier taste to home, so to speak. And they do wonderful work, and I'm pretty sure there are we've met a lot of people in that booth, and even his the lady that was working there said she was active duty still.
Correct. Yeah, active duty Army, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the things that they do is phenomenal, and everything they got going on behind the scenes is amazing. So a big salute. I was going to say shout out, but salute. Is the best, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
A big salute to Cigar for Warriors.
Yeah, no, it was great. I walked around and talked to almost everybody.
There was a special event going on.
Yes. We got to meet ZZ Top member Billy Gibbons.
Yes.
As he launched his new cigars. And we got a couple of cigars that we're going to try on air a little bit later. And I got to have our pictures taken with him, me and him. He was super awesome, dude. Super chill. And he had a big old smile on his face. Although there was another celebrity that showed up there towards the end.
I couldn't see the guy. He was too tall. There was a tall guy in my way. Austin pointed him out, but I just couldn't see him.
He couldn't see him past Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman showed up.
Oh, did we see Dennis Rodman?
Well, we did. We did. It was funny, too, because I was like, there's no way that's Dennis Rodman. And then I saw the lip piercing, so I was like, that's Dennis Rodman.
That's Dennis Rodman.
He had a Bulls hat on.
Yeah, I was looking to see if his hair color was different, but of course he had the hat on.
Had the hat on, but you got this big, tall dude with lip piercings walking through with a Bulls hat. You're like, oh, I know who you are.
With like fucking 80 people following behind him.
Oh yeah, trying to take pictures of him.
Oh my God, it's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, he's got his sunglasses on, everything. It was great. It was fun. It was a great day, fun day to sit there and walk around, talk with people. We got to talk with the Boost humidification people.
Oh, the Boost.
The Integra Boost.
And it was good to hear them try to describe the difference between Boost and Bobita.
Yeah.
I don't think she did a really good job. But you can definitely tell the difference by feeling the outside of the wrapper. Because the Pepito has that more cardboardy feel to it, where Boost is more velvety, I guess, more cloth.
Yeah, they said it was just glycerin and water inside. It doesn't, when it runs out of humidification, it doesn't get hard and crystallized and stuff like Bovitas tend to. But they did say there's a two-way humidification.
It is definitely a two-way humidification. But no, like, who wouldn't know that by now?
Right. It was a fun time. It was great talking with those individuals. I think they're going to try to maybe send us a little bit of a care package out.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to reach out so we can get a care package. What I would like to do with this care package once we get it is put it to the test.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to test it neck to neck with Bovita and probably have a whole show. That would be a great cigar segment just to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and as most people know, I had a Bovita. I had Bovita packs in my humidor, and I would love to swap it out with Boost and see what happens. So,
Right now, what we have here is Scott. He's the rep with CR Cigars. I just want to go ahead and say thank you, Scott, for sharing your cigars with us, my friend.
All right, no problem. Anytime.
These things are phenomenal right now.
Thank you.
They're great. Full body, chocolatey. They've got a nice spice to them. They're great.
Just real quick, you want to tell us what the fillers are?
So the wrapper is Jalapa Habana from Nicaragua, and the binder is Nicaraguan from Candega, and the filler is Jalapa Nicaraguan.
Oh, nice. So, okay,
Nicaraguan tobacco.
So, Nicaraguan Piro.
Yep. And our factory's in the Dominican. So, it's unusual for a Dominican factory to make an all Nicaraguan cigar, but that's our first one. So.
Hey.
I'm actually enjoying it, and thanks, Scott. Thank you for stopping by, my friend.
More than welcome. Good time.
Thanks, Scott. Yes. As you heard, that was Scott from CR Cigars. He hooked us up with these wonderful cigars. And man, what a fun day. You know, this cigar, I don't know, what flavor notes are you getting out of this so far?
I'm definitely getting like a spicy to it. There's definitely a little bit of chocolatey notes. But my Hennessy, the drink that they made, has a lot of citrus in it. So everything is mirroring together. Like, this is a great balance. I will say it is a little heavier hitting cigar. So I'm glad we had a full meal before enjoying it.
And,
I would definitely advise others, make sure you have a good full belly before you start enjoying these cigars.
Yes, this is a cigar that'll potentially knock you in the teeth and say hello. But I'm enjoying the crap out of this. I'm getting some nice earthy tones from it, from that tobacco. That chocolate, a little bit of spice on the back end, a little bit of black pepper, and man, it's just a wonderful smoke all the way around. And I, in all honesty, it's putting out great flavor, great smoke output, everything.
The smoke output has been phenomenal. I did buy two. Actually, I bought three. I shared one with Austin. Because I'm a nice guy. I want everybody to know Dice is a very nice guy.
Hey.
Oh, what's up, Tim? All right, what's up, buddy? This is my boy, Austin.
Tim, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, so we just had a friend of mine show up. His name is Tim. Hi, Tim.
What's up? Oh, hi. How's it going?
All right, so we're just finishing up here. Tim joined us for the party here. I guess they're going to have a like, party or something here at Triple Crown.
Yeah. So
Triple Crown allowed us to record in their shop, so I'm not mad at that. But I have to know, Austin, as we end this year.
Yes.
So, single, five pack, or box worthy?
All right. Based off of what I had so far, which is maybe, I don't know, half the cigar so far, I would have to say probably box worthy.
Box worthy?
Yeah.
You know, people are going to think we're saying it just because the rep is here and we're doing whatever with them and we have this lounge. But as of right now, it's definitely box worthy for me as well. I have picked up a few, and I will continue to buy. ZR Cigars is also a great brand that I've been smoking for a while now.
Yeah.
So it was nice to actually meet the rep, meet the owner.
Yeah, it was great.
So
it was
box worthy all the way.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm looking forward to picking up more ZR cigars.
All right, so hey, we're going to do day three tomorrow. I hope everyone can hear us. I don't know how well this is going to come out, but, you know, we wanted to do it live right here in the lounge, and they got a DJ going and everything. So shout out to Triple Crown.
Yep. Shout out. Until next time, I'm Austin.
And I'm Dice.
And great leaders smoke great cigars.